Can we start?
Okay, so I wanted to speak about the figure of Karpif and a lot of the halacha l'maisa ramifications of what's really a nizra yosem reis asayim that's found in a makom tzehuka fadira. But I bumped into a different sugya on the way, so we'll come to a little bit of that at the end. But I really, the first question that came to mind as I was learning the sugya is this din of a karpif that's yosem reis asayim tzehuka fadira, which has an isr total. The question is, how does that relate to what we know, the Dalad Rishuyos, as the Braisa says in Shabbos, the first of the Maamar Makomos, the Dalad Rishuyos that are listed in the Braisa there, Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim, Karmus, and Malkum Tur, where does Karpe fit into that picture? So it has similar properties to a Karmelis, that there's an Isser Tiltal Dalad Amos, even though it's not a Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah. In fact, the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Samach Zayin, and the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Zayin, point out that it's probably, that it's a Rishus HaYachad Min HaTorah. Don't worry, we just started. So we're talking about an area that's a big area in a city that's a Rishus HaYachad Min HaTorah, but there's an Isser Tiltal, or not necessarily a city, but a big area that has this Isser Tiltal. So there's a Chiyuv Midaraisa. If you go from Rishus HaRabim into this area of a Karpif Yosem Reis HaSayim, there's a Chiyuv, says the Gemara in Erevin and the Gemara in Shabbos. Mordechai pointed out to me that Rabbi Kiv Eger and Shabbos Dav Zayin has two Rashis which are not very clear. Hard exactly to... couldn't just pick it up quickly what the context was, what exactly Rabbi Kiv Eger was saying over there, with the Rashi, sorry, in those contexts where the Rashi seems to say that Karpif is not a Rishus HaYachad Min HaTorah Tzarchiyin, but Al Kol Panim, the Pashtus is, as the Gemara says, that you're Chayav Midaraisa going from Rishus HaRabim to a Karpif. So the question is, how do we view this? Is this a Karmelis, or is this something different? Is it not part of the category of Karmelis? And to a certain extent, you would think it's not really a Karmelis, because if you look in the Gemara and Shabbos, in the first of the Maamar Makomos, all the examples of of Karmelis are really Makom Patur, in effect. They're lacking the characteristics of Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, and there's an Isser Tiltal. So Karpif doesn't quite fit into that category. On the other hand, like we mentioned before, we do have an Isser Tiltal. But I was wondering, and this is where the Chabura starts, really, is Lamai Nafkamina. I mean, who cares? Very nice question. Okay, is it a Karmelis? It's just an Isser Tiltal. Lamai Nafkamina. So I came across the realization that there's actually a big Nafkamina. Not so big, so less than Dalan Amos Nafkamina. But there is a discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim about this issue. And they're different Lashonos, actually, just to start the conversation. They're different Lashonos. Rashi, in a few places, Rashi and Daf, you have a Gemara, hopefully. I once got criticized for asking people to bring their Gemaras. Plus, you bring a Gemara to the Chavura, so I didn't put it on the Maamar Makomos sheet. But in a few places, Rav Chavdalet, if you are about 20 lines down, Zior Maskel Lekula and Chavdalet Amar Aleph, so Rashi there says the Lashon in the middle, you don't have to look carefully, but Avli Yosem Beis HaSayim Nasa Karmelis. If it's more than Beis HaSayim, it's a Karmelis. And on Daf Samech Zayin and Mabez as well, and Zibar Maskel Yisrael has the same Lashon, that if you have a area Yosem Beis HaSayim, the Karmelis, who? That's the Lashon of Rashi. So Rashi in a few places does actually call it a Karmelis, but the Lashon of the, you don't really find that in Gemara and in the Torah really so much, and the Mishnah Brura says what maybe would be the alternative way of looking at it. If you look in source 3, Mishnah Brura commenting on the din of an area that's, like we said, lo hukaf vizira, that there's an isser tiltal. So Mishnah Brura says, dafagadim min haTorah kol hamukaf mechitzas kavos asar afal bishehi rechava kamakurin hu rishus ayachid gamur. It's rishus ayachid mutal taltal bekulam mikol makom chachamim asar behekav gadol yos meis asayim shel hukaf vizira shu do mektas lirishus harabim ula karmelis shelo taltal ba yosem midalat amos. So it's basically, we treat it like Rishus HaRabim, treat it like a Karmelis, but it sounds like his presentation of it, that probably would have said the Pashtus, is that it's not a Karmelis, this is something else, this is some Isser Tiltal Dalad Amos on something that otherwise would have been a Rishus HaYachad. So Lamai Nafkamina. So in order to get the Nafkamina, we have to learn a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Samach Zayin. Probably most of us haven't gotten to this Gemara yet, so we'll try to learn it carefully because it's a complicated Shach Vataria. So the Gemara there quotes this idea that we mentioned earlier, Amr Ula, Amr of Yochanan, about 7-8 lines down. Karpif Yosem Rebeis HaSayim Shal Hukaf Fadir, you have an area. Just to get our terms defined for a moment, Rashi and Daf Yurches, you don't have the term, but Rashi and Daf Yurches says that a Karpif, the term Karpif, as a specific definition, we may use more generally, but the specific definition of a Karpif, says Rashi, is Hekef Godol Chutz Le'ir, Lahachnis Sham Eitzim Le'otzer. So it's a actually Rashi's commenting that it's not hukkah l'dir, it's not a place, it's not like a living quarters, but it's this kind of big area outside the city where people put their store their wood. Presumably it could have other uses that are not living, not diridic uses, but that's basically what a karpef is. So if you have this big area, it's not for lohu, and it wasn't enclosed l'dira, and it maintains, I guess, its stam purpose, which is for something else. Says the Gemara, afilu kur, v'afilu kuraim hazorek l'socha chai. Even if it's very, very big, how big? Okay, ayin chav rishon chav rishon mabez, maybe it gets too big, it'll lose the shemesh v'yachid. But, Tosos and the Ritva and the Rashba there, but leaving that aside, pashtus, I mean, it's not that big, but even kur kuraim, it's going to be chayev, it's going to be rishon v'yachid, my taima, mechitzahi, it has mechitzos, el shem mechuseres diurin. It's just lacking people living there, or lacking the ability to live in there, so you're not living there, and therefore, for some reason, so that's why you'd be chayiv, and the what is lacking of the urine, which the Gemara is already alluding to, is what we see on Daf Yud Ches, and on Daf Chav Gimel. The assumption of all the sugis is that there's an Isser Tiltal, there's an Isser Tiltal Da'at Amos, that's because of Mechuseres the urine. So now, ask the Gemara a question, Masav Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Sela Shebiyam Gavoa Sara Veruchav Dal. You have this big rock in the ocean, and it is 10 high, 10 tvachim high, and 4 tvachim wide. In the Talatul lo min tocho leyam, you can't go from it to the yam. Lo min hayam lisocho, and you can't go from the yam to it. So if it has those dimensions, 10 by 4, you can't go from one to the other. Why? Because it's that, those are the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid. So this rock has the size of Rishus HaYachid. You can't go from it to the Yam. Yam being one of the examples of the Carmelist in the Gemara and Shabbos. So that would be a problem. Pochos Mikan, if it's less than these dimensions, Metaltalin. Then you can go back and forth from the Yam to the Sela. Arkam, until how much? Ad Beis HaSayim. Now the Gemara explains what's this Beis HaSayim qualifying. So, Ahaya, what's this going on, says the Gemara? Ilema Seifa, if it's going on the Seifa, in other words, the case where it doesn't have, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, it's something else. So, if that's the case, Beis HaSayim Tfeilo, you can't go more than Beis HaSayim, the Carmelis Kamatatal. What's the problem? In the second case, where it doesn't have a dimension of Rishus HaYachid, it's in effect a Carmelis, or it is a Carmelis, and you're going from Carmelis to Carmelis as a general rule. There is no Isser Hotzah from Karmelis to Karmelis, even though the halacha is that Rishus HaYachid to Karmelis, or Rishus HaRam to Karmelis. There's an Isser Hotzah Midrabanan. Midrabanan, we treat the Karmelis as a different Rishus from Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. However, from Karmelis to Karmelis is all the same Rishus, and there's no problem to go from one to the other. That's what the Gemara says. So that would be if you were talking about the Seifa. Elulav HaReisha, must we were going on the Reisha. Is there any... I want to pass them on the phone. I think we're one short. So El Olav Aresha, we are going on the Resha, the case where it does have the proper dimensions. In other words, it is a Rishus HaYachid, and what's it saying? Hachi Kamar. Sela Shebiyam, Gavoa Sar Baruch Avdal, if you have a Rishus HaYachid in effect in the middle of the ocean, in the Talon Lo Mitocho LaYam, Velo Min HaYam LaTocho, you cannot go from it to the Yam, because the Rishus HaYachid, the Karmelis, that's not allowed. But ad kama ad beis osayim ha yeser beis osayim metalflin. If it's more than beis osayim, you can. Says Rav Huna Bar Chinina, why alma karmelisi? You see, there's a karmelis. In other words, at this point, it's a karmelis and not a rishus hayochid. So it's a kasha on Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said you treat makom yeser beis osayim as a karmelis, and Rav Huna Bar Chinina, as a rishus hayochid minator, and you get your chayav. And Rav Huna Bar Chinina proves from this brisa that it's treated as a karmelis. And that's why it's mutter to go from it to another karmelis. The male is not Rishus HaYachid. So this is the shita of Rav Huna Bar Chinina, tilta of Rav Yochanan. So everything I said until now, that we're talking about this big area with mechitzos, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that's all similar to Rav Yochanan. There is an opinion of Rav Huna Bar Chinina on a meroim that is not Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah. But as we're going to see, we have a way out of this raya, but this is Rav Huna Bar Chinina's shita. Okay. So that's what we see here. So the Gemara now has to explain this braisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Man de lo yoda terutze masnisa tiyufta mosivle l'Rabbi Yochanan. So who doesn't know how to answer this? We can have this question. Sorry. One doesn't know how to explain Mishnah. He's the one who's asking such a kasha. It's not a kasha. La'ola maresha. Really, you could say that Beis HaSayim is a resha. Okay, we're going to leave out Rava's answer. It's a diuk. Okay, we'll go on to Rav Ashi's answer. Interesting discussion about Rav's answer, but let's leave that out for now. Rav Ashi Omar, skipping down a few lines, La'olam Aresha. Really, the basis of qualification is going Aresha. It's going on the case where it has the dimensions of Rasha Yachid. And Hein Amru V'Hein Amru. And really, it's still Rasha Yachid. Like we said earlier, you're still Chayim. Mina Torah is still Rasha Yachid. It has the proper dimensions of Rasha Yachid. I is very big. And it should be Aser to go to Karmelis, because as we know, Rasha Yachid to Karmelis is Aser. Hein Amru V'Hein Amru. Midar Abanan, they allow it. Karpef, yes, and Rebeis Asayim, Shlehukav Ladira. The fact that there's an aim of Talatlan Bo, Ela B'dalat Amos, that din, that it's local Ladira, in Isser Tilto, that's Midar Abanan. The Hein Amru, Ein Metalatlan, Mr. Yachid, the Karmelis. Also, the Midar Abanan, you can't go from Mr. Yachid to Karmelis. Beis Asayim. Dishari. Beis Asayim, sorry, thank you. Beis Asayim, Dishari, Little Tule, Bekule. Asir Abanan, Little Tule, Lomen Hayam. If it's only based on Sayim, where you're allowed to carry, in other words, it's a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're allowed to carry the whole thing, you're inside a building, you're allowed to carry, and Mechitzas and Tilchas Sayim, you're allowed to carry. Okay, so then that's when they said the Isser Derabanan to go from it to a Karmelis. My time, Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemurahi. No promises, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Yes, only based on Sayim. Also, the Tiltuli Bekule, there's an Isser Rabbanan to carry the whole thing. In that situation, Sharu Rabbanan the Tiltuli Mitocho Layam and Ayam Litocho. In that situation, they undid their Isser. When you really just say Yachim Torah, and they gave a heter to carry from it to a Karmelis, my Taima, Dilma Amri Rishay Yachim Gemura, he, the Osir the Tiltuli Bekule. The Gemara says that if they would allow, it's a funny Gzera, it's like I had a hard time writing it down because it's a Gzera. Really a heter. So if they would maintain all the rules as they would stand, if they would maintain this Rosh Yachid with an Isser Tilto, but it's still Rosh Yachid, so you're not allowed to go from it to a Karmelis, so then people would relate to this as a real Rosh Yachid and be betalto dalat amos there. So in order to uphold their Isser Derabanan in a Karmelis, Yosef Beis Asayim, they made a heter. They undid, Hein Amru V'Hein Amru, they undid their Isser Derabanan and allowed you to carry from it to a Karmelis. Okay. We're still not done with the Gemara, but that's one that we'll stop, pause for a moment in the Gemara. So the Rashba says in source number 4, you see from here, Mehacha Mashma, says the Rashba, Dechalhecha Deika Lemidzar Dilma Amir Shisayachir Gemihi, any situation where a person might be confused and relate to this and think this is a Rosh Hashayachir Gemura, Sharu Letiltula Mitochal Karmelis. They made a heter that you can go from it to the Karmelis. Okay, the Hilchos Loshon of Karpeth Yosef Beis Asayim, he says it doesn't matter where the Karpeth is, the Karpeth. This example of the Yam is Lav Dafka, have a Karpeth in Bayabosha also, it's going to be mutter to go from the Karpeth Yosef Beis Asayim to a Karmelis, because we, in order to preserve the Isser Tiltul, so we want to allow the Isser, what should have been Isser Derabanan, to go from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Karmelis. Okay. And that's Tosos there on Das Samus Zayin, says a Gevaldik Akula. Not so common, but a Gevaldik Kula that Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. If you have a situation where you once went to a farm like this, but let's say you have a house and you have like a big orchard right outside your house, so that's a Karpeth Yosef Beis Asayim, and then there's a fence around your orchard and you want to get out to the Karmelis, it's not really Rosh Harabim, it's a little road out there. So says Rabbeinu Tam, if you need to, you want to lock out the door, the gate, you can put your key right, doesn't matter if it's right on either side of that orchard, because you can just take the key back and forth through the fence, not a problem with Hotza there, because what is outside of it is a Karmelis, inside is Rosh Hashanah Yachid with an Isser Tiltul, which says Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to treat like a Karmelis, and therefore you can, there's no problem going from one to the other, you can take your key. Okay, that's the Rabbeinu Tam Kula. The problem is that the continuation of the Gemara asks, well, don't read inside for now, but the Gemara asks, why is it that we're so into this Isser Tiltul that we have to preserve the Isser Tiltul by undoing another Isser? Just keep the other Isser, keep the Isser of Hotzah from Karmelis or Sayachin. Why are we so care so much more about the Isser Tiltul within the Karpeth Yosef Beis Asayim? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers, well, carry within a Karpeth Yosef Beis Asayim, that's Shchiach. That's common, so we want to maintain that. To go from Sela Sheba Yam to the Yam, I mean, have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Yosef Beis Asayim in the Yam, to go from it to the Yam, that's Lo Shchiach, that's not so common, and so, you know, if something's got to give, we'll let that one go. We'll let that Issa Darabanan go. And you can go from the Sela to the Karmel. Ad Kan, the Gemara. What do you do with the Kasha on Tosus? This whole, that whole orchard story, the Gemara sounds like it's saying the Dafka, this case of the Gemara, which is Lo Shchiach. So why make a case that they should apply it, you should take it out of that crazy case I just described, like having a Yosef Mesa Sayim, you know, with Rosh Hashanah dimensions in a rock in the middle of the ocean. Why is that, why should that be true only in a case that's Lo Shchiach? So there are a few answers. Well, number one, the Ravid says in a Chanami. The Rashba quotes in the Ravid, you'll see the end of source number four, the Rashba quotes in the Ravid, yeah, there's only a Heter in the Sela Shabiyam. There is no Heter to go from a Karbet Bayabasha. You can't go in a Karbet Bayabasha from it to a Karmelis next door, because that is common. So the Heter was only, it's true, we have this idea that we don't want to confuse people, and we want to make people to relate to this area, the Karpe, Fiosim Reis Asayim, as a Karmelis, it's only when it's Lo Shchiach. The Rashba, in fact, this is what Rashi sounds like over there, the Rashba, a little earlier in the piece, but the Rashba likes Tosfos' extension, but he's not as extreme as I originally presented it, because the Rashba says that, well, all cases of Karpe, Fiosim Reis Asayim going to a Karmelis are not Shchiach. By definition, okay, proves why that says why that makes sense in Svara, but it's not that we have a general rule like we started with in the Rashba that always we're going to be matir going from a Karpe Yosef Reis Asayim we're going to be matir every case of an Isser Tiltol, we're going to make a heter to go to Karmelis. No, it's just really Rosh Chiyach is the driving force, and it happens to be in land, it's also not so Shchiach. I mean, have a Karmelis next to a Karpe, not so common, says the Rashba, that's what the Rashba says. The Marasha, okay, whether Shchiach, I mean, Einstein, we'll see why he says it's less Shchiach than other things. But the Marasha has a, in source 5, the Marasha says something very interesting, but we're going to go with the Marasha for a little bit. I don't have another beer, but it's a little difficult to understand. Says the Marasha, if you look in source number 5, after Akam Shon, he quotes the Tosos. Afa gav de boim nami taima de lo shchiach. We said the reason we're going to matir to go from a Karpes to a Karmelis is in order to preserve the Isser Tiltol in the Karmelis, so people should continue to relate to it as a Karmelis and not just a Yachid. So we also have the reason of lo shchiach, like the Gemara says. Mishum kushya de maishna, v'acha begina tikshi maishna. So begina, we should ask the same question. Why does Tosos say it's Kiddush? Islam lemeima de lo plug rabbanon. That's a low plug. The kevin to the hach shmaitin. Islam ameza basar hach gezera. Shalo yavo letalta bekulo. Mishun zol shchiach mitoch layam. Since in the Gemara's case, sela shabiyam to a karmelis is lo shchiach. And we're going to say, since it's lo shchiach, we're free to undo the isser to a karmelis, to preserve the isser tiltol in the karmelis, in the karpeth. So hachanami, islam ameza basar hach gezera, gam begina avagad de shchicha. Even though Gina Shchicha, we can maintain our head there from the Gemara's case of Shchiach. Why this case is Koveya, the Lo Plug, I'm not quite sure. I mean, Sela Shabiyam was one case. Why is that Koveya that any time we have a Karpeth next to a Karmelis, we're going to undo the Isser, we're going to undo the Isser Hotzah from the Shuseyach to the Karmelis? I'm not sure why this should be. I don't have a pshat in the Marasha. If anyone has a pshat, I'd be very happy to hear. But I'll go upon him. The Marasha says this, and as we'll see soon, other Rishonim and maybe Achronim assume this way as well. But the Marasha, I don't know another way to explain the Gemara in this derech, but that's what the Marasha says. For some reason, since this is the case of the Gemara, kind of they were kovela dura, so that's the halacha, you don't need shchiach anymore. Shchiach was, we have that sometimes, it's just a funny application of this, but shchiach was the original ingredient to this heter, and it just runs on its own, even if it's not shchiach. You don't have to assess it every single time. Al kapanim, this is what the Marasha says. Now, if you say, like the... before we continue, next step, this is the Gemara. Tosfos just takes this a step further. All I've said until this point is that we have two ways to read the Gemara. Either you can read the Gemara that Shchiach is really always necessary. I mean, the Gezerah concern and Shchiach. Or the Gezerah concern, namely, anytime you have a Rishus HaYachid with Isser Tiltol, we want to be matir going from it to a Karmelis. That's really a concern. Shliach was just one time issue and time issue moving forward. That's all we have until this point. Not so longish. But Tosos makes it more interesting, because if you look at Tosos on Samach Zayin Mabez, Tosos quotes this Rabbeinu Tam that I mentioned, and four lines from the end of the second Tosos, Yeramaskul Umay, Tosos says, the Ode Yisudaktik, you know what? We'll build the suspense. 1 second. Before we get back to Tosos, there's a Gemara, going back to our Gemara in Shabbos, and we'll see Tosos in a moment. The Tosos in the Gemara in Shabbos has the Brisa. Arba Rishuyos, like we said, Rishayachar, Rishayaram, Kamlos, Melchim Tur. Ask all the Rishonim in Shabbos Dav Vav. Tosos, I'm sorry, I meant to put these up in my comments, I forgot about putting these on. But all the Rishonim in Shabbos Dav Vav ask the question, hey, there are more than four Rishuyos. There's not just four Rishuyos. We've been talking about Karpeth, and Karpeth doesn't fit into any of these categories. It has its own halachos. So the Rishonim are bothered. What happened to Karpeth? Tosos has an answer there. Tosos says, well, there are two elements to Karpeth. There is the fact that it's Yachim not Torah, and you're Chayef going from Rishus Rabba to it. There's also an Isser Tiltel. Well, so Alt the Chiyuv, it's really Rishus Yachim. Alt Isser Tiltel is the Karmelis. So it's covered in the list of Rishuyos. No problem. It's covered and it's really, really included. That's what Tosus throws in for good luck. Chatzar Shein Murevis as well. Chatzar Shein Murevis is Rishus Yachim. There's no Erev, so there is some kind of, maybe in Sotil Daramos, but maybe not, it's a Dian in the Achronim, but there's certainly, you're not allowed to go from the bias to it, so, Kalim Shushelsu the bias, David, that's your name, there's Be'er that talks about this, but you certainly can't go from a bias to it, so in that sense, it's like a Carmelist, so again, Tosa, yeah, it fits into the two categories, as you have a Carmelist, no problem. And Ramban says, I don't understand this Gimgum, Ayin Shem with Ramban answers, Ramban wasn't so much more convincing than Tosos, but I don't fully understand the Ramban's answer. But the Ramban doesn't like Tosos. Rashi and the Rashba over there say it's not a kasha at all, because Karpev Yosef is a Sayim, and Rashi's talking about Chatzar Shein Merevis is Erish Tayachid. And so, okay, there's an Isser Tiltel that doesn't have anything to do with Karmelis. There's an Isser Tiltel. So what? It's you have Dal Rishuyos. Is it one of the Dal Rishuyos? Yes. A Chatzar Shein Merevis, a Karpev who says Mechitos, it's Erish Tayachid. Don't bother me with it, having to fit into the list of karmas. That's what we showed him say in Shabbos. Says Tosos in Erevin, though. Back where we left off, Tosos in Erevin, Asam of Zion. Tosos says, O Yisudakti, two lines to the bottom. Meha de Tanya, the Perikama de Shabbos, in the first track of Shabbos, Arbor Eshuas le Shabbos, Vimhaya Oster le Talto Mishar Karmas de Karpe, if Yosem Reis Asayim, would it be Oster to go from Karmas Yosem Reis Asayim to a Karpe? Mishkachas luchamisha, then it will be five. But from the fact that there's a heter to go, this Gemara's conclusion, according to Tosfos Reed, like we said in the Marsha, the fact that there's a heter to go from Karpeth Yosef Reis Hasayim to a Karmelis puts it into the category of Karmelis, and we have no problems anymore with the Gemara in Shabbos. It's really treated just like a Karmelis. So going back to our original question, it sounds like Tosfos is taking that Tosus is saying that if you wouldn't, it wouldn't have been mutter, if it still would have been usser to go from a karpeth to a rishus hayachid, so then it would be, sorry, from a karpeth to a karmelis, then it would be really like a rishus hayachid. But then we'd be stuck because there's an isser tiltel. The fact that there's lemaisa, it's for all intents and purposes, leaving us out divim deraisa derabanan, or chiyuvim, for all intents and purposes, this is fully like a karmelis. There's an isser tiltel. It's mutter to go from karmelis to karmelis, which we saw as one of the characteristics of karmelis. Therefore, it makes sense that it's part of the one of the dal rishuyos. It is a karmelis al pi din, and everything fits well. So that original question that I was bothered by in the Gemara, which I thought was a non-issue, seems to be a machlokes harishonim here with an afkamina. According to Tosos, we said Tosos is the most extreme version of we want to be matir every case of Isser Tiltel to, many times Shaykh to be goes there, we want to be matir going from it to a carpet, to a karmelis. So that's because Tosos holds, we give these Isser Tiltel that we have, we give it a shame karmelis. However, the other Rishonim and Shabbos, Rashi and Rashba, the most explicit, but even Tosos, are clear that it still maintains its treat as Shayach at the stam with an Isser Tiltel, and therefore, just to finish the point, it would make sense that it's the Rashba, in a sense, Lushitoso, and Rashi really as well, that it's not that we're Koveya halacha ledoros that we have to be harmless, to be, always be matir or harmless. We just question every time if it's shchiach or not. So if it's shchiach, then it's going to be mutter. If it's not shchiach, then there's no need to make a heter. So we'll maintain a... Sorry, if it's not shchiach, then we'll, it's okay to be matir. If it's shchiach, we're going to maintain original iser, and that seems to be a nafkina. Yes. Isn't that what the Gemara said? That's I said that, I didn't read that aside, but that's the Hemshech of the Gemara where I left off. The Gemara asked, Mishnah.
Isn't the project done like a Gemara is asking why should we be more worried about the violating the Gezeira and carrying the Yosef and Dalit if they're still going to be more than if they're being mocked with the Gemara and another Shah?
In a Hanami.
And then the Gemara said because there's a more shchiach that people confuse this way rather than that way.
So in a chnami,
not because of multiple shchiach.
Maybe I slipped because I said before the gzeir is confusing, but in a chnami, in terms of what the gzeir is, but I thought we were going to say is that you don't have to. There's actually two steps. The Gemara is distinguishing between one Isser that's Shriach, one Isser not Shriach, and the Isser that's not so Shriach, we're okay lifting it to preserve the Isser that's Shriach.
Right, not that it's
Shriach to be a in a Chanami, right. You could have read that, and that's I think Rashi does learn. I saw one in the Chanami today from Rashi. Rashi seems to...
Rashi,
the Rashi sounds like every karmelus is a karmelus that way.
Rashi, even if I didn't have any other cheshbonos, if I would have read Rashi and not read the Gemara, it's a bad thing to do. But if I would have read Rashi, I would have thought inherently when you make the rabbanim, this wouldn't have fallen within the category.
But that's not in clear context. Yeah.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
Okay, he's well done in Rashi. I thought he sounded like the Rashi, but I thought each time I was going to say a different question. Maybe that's what you're going to ask.
And that book Rashi says in Shabbos, Rashi says, Karpif only talks about Chatzah.
He's on a Chatzah, but the Rashba says the same thing. No, the Rashba says the same thing to them.
I'm just for your own point, because before you said Rashi is pushing towards Karpif, so I would have won.
Here we're saying.
So they wouldn't want,
Could be. That's where we're going. Could be. We're going there.
That's why I would want to figure out either my point, although I'm not sure we can right now. If we knew what Rashi was really saying, so then that would help us to decide whether or not the two points that you're connecting. And you don't know, the two parts of faces are really connected. So I would have put that in the category of the Etzem HaKarmel with all the Shonos, maybe the rest of what Nigger's pointing out. And yet Rashi is moving our Gemara, just as the internal Cheshbon of Shriach and not Shriach, away from Tetzim's calculus and moving towards the right. Although I'm not going to place that Nafmina the right on it, but I'm saying he's not what he's meaning.
I hear. Okay. Lisa and Rashi, yes.
I can't remember. Very careful because we have so many contradictions. They have to take every instance because they are taking the halacha in their own hands. anything that they take in their own hands, they have to be very careful about it. They put a lot of
he's right over the racing. I thought you were going to point out, Itamar, that you didn't have to go to the extreme that I said. You could have taken the first half without the second half of Tosfos. In other words, you could have said that, the main point of the Gemara is that we want to preserve the Isser Tiltil, but not to go so far that you have to call it a Kamlus. And it could be limited here, but Tosfos does take the next step. And Tosfos seems to be saying that we need to deal with those four categories, and we want to fit it neatly into those categories, and we can't have something outside of the box. So that's Tosfos and Erevin, correct. Tosfos and Shabbos does sound the way. Again, the Rishonim and Shabbos don't necessarily sound that way, but Tosfos and Erevin does sound that way, that we want to make it into a karmic. So now, taking Tosfos to the next step, we're going to skip over the Mabit, Ayin Shum, for a wild Kiddush of the Mabit, but it's against Shulchan Aruch. Yes.
Sorry. While that's going on, we read the Rashi because I realized I was completely saying different Arabic. It wasn't law. Is there anybody who says what we learned about Shabbat Gemara is? Like, I'm asking for that Rashi, sounds like it's the Mokko Shrika. The Rashi sounds like Mokko Shrika. And even the writer in green, it might just say it's this case of Shrika, but is there anybody who says that they were making a figure of prioritizing one issue over the other issue, as opposed to saying this type of thing is Shrika, but we'll go through?
But the Rashba says that also. The Rashba says that also. Oh, we have a cool Eslo Shia.
It's not a cool, maybe it's a Hamdara that you're giving
Hamdara. That's it.
I mean, it comes out, we'll have to...
No, but that...
That's because the prayer of the person may be defined as a tribal entity. Find the tribalist. You don't look at the subsequent application as like a separate...
Because that person I showed told us the thing, we prioritized one Isser over the other. The other Rishonim was saying that the Isser of going from a Yosef in time to Carmelis is Moshia, but we'll go through either ever or in the Yom Kippur.
I don't think it's as simple as that, but I don't know. I think that they're just saying there are two considerations. The consideration is you want to protect the Isser Tiltil, and then, but we're not going to do that at the expense of something. We're not going to do that in a case where it's shliach. We're not going to be matir something that is commonly done. In other words, if you're in a situation where it's a karmelis and a karpef, where it's a common situation, let's take the Rivet, even the Rashba Batson agrees. So we're not going to be matir something that's very common in order to preserve another iser. It's only when we have an iser that's not so common that we're willing to forego that not common iser in order to preserve the common iser. I think that's the Diyukim in Rashi aside, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's the pshat. And the Chiddush of Tosfos that we only did that once when we were Koveya. This is a particular Rishus, and we didn't consult the, you know, statistics every time we went, every case that we dealt with. Okay, so if we go with this Tosfos, take this Tosfos the next step forward. So you should really say this in every case of your Shus HaYachid with an Isser Tiltul. And we find other cases of Shus HaYachid with an Isser Tiltul. Most commonly, we've talked a lot about this year, but a Makom Mukaf Gimel Mechitzos, a Mavoy or a Chotzer, leaving out the distinctions for now, but you have a Makom Mukaf Gimel Mechitzos, which according to most of the Rishonim, that's Shus HaYachid in HaTorah, has three walls, it's open on the fourth side. Okay, so it's open on the fourth side, but it should still have the status of a karmelis vis-a-vis going out to a karmelis on the other side. So, in fact, the Be'er Halacha quotes a Tosfos and Shabbos Daf test that says this explicitly. If you look on, turn down to the back side, onto page 2 of the Marmar Komos, the Shulchan Aruch, after quoting at least the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch in source 8 quotes at least the Rashba's version, and then the Ramah adds the Rabbeinu Tam's head to Avina. The Be'er Halacha there says, in source 9, Da Demashma Mitosos Shabbos Daf Test. I didn't put it on because it's a complicated sugya and a complicated Tosos, but I ain't shum if you want to take a look. Daf Test, Dira Maslav Agav, Dehu Adin de Mutter Lahotzi Mimelkom Shesh Gimel Mechitzos, Av Agav de Minat Torah Havir Shayachid Gemura, it's the Yachid, so it should have been Usher go to Carmelis. It's Mutter go to Carmelis, Kevan Shah called Ponim, and there are Bonon Asa'u Carmelis. They treat it like a Carmelis, Kmolin and Karpef, just like we say by Karpef. And okay, so the base Meir says as well. So this is what the Be'er Halacha goes from Tosos, and in fact the base Yosef actually says this explicitly without actually quoting Tosos, but in source 10 he says Miu Yika Chumra, he's talking about the difference between Nivritza Rosh Rabin versus Nivritza to a Karmelis, and he says the Nivritza Rosh Rabin or Rosh HaYachid Isser Usser L'Taltal Mechatzer Lahem. You're not allowed to go from a Chatzer to another Rosh HaYachid or to Rosh HaRabin. Afilu Besoch Dal Ramos, even before Dal Ramos, you can't cross the line of Roshus. You live in Ibrahim, so the Carmelis, Mutter, the Taltal, Me'achotzer, the Carmelis, Tok Arba Amos. But to go from to a Carmelis, it's Mutter. There's no Isser Otsa because this is a Carmelis. The Rosh HaYachid with an Isser Tiltal is a Carmelis, and you can go to another Carmelis, no problem. You can't go more than Dal Ramos because that would be violating the Isser Tiltal Dal Ramos, but to go over the border would not be a problem. Yaakov and I were trying to think of a practical example. So let's say the Eruv went down in Washington Heights, and you were out in the area outside Reuben and the gym, that grass area over there. So that area outside Reuben, Rabbi Willie, please correct me if I have this wrong, but it's a Mukam Mugav Gil Mechitzos, and you have Reuben, you have the MTA dorm, the gym over there, and so Nafkamina talks with Dalat Amos Mutter, then maybe you wouldn't be able to go over the line onto the sidewalk over there because you're crossing from Mokam Mukav Gil Mechitzos to a Carmelis, assuming it's a Carmelis on the sidewalk. So that would be an Afkamina. Maybe it would be even Usher Pachos Mi Dalet Amos. And you could find, I told my father after an Afkamina, I think, from my grandparents' house, South America. So we will there. You can find cases where you have an Afkamina of this Shaila. Agav, you could have made a distinction and said that there is no need to preserve the Isser Tiltal in a Chatzer or a Mavoi. The Gon Yaakov says that no one would ever get confused in a Mavoi. The Gon Yaakov Daf Yud-Beis, another complicated story, Amas Amayim Nichas Asos Chatzer, the Gon Yaakov says over there, even though we say by a Karpef, Salab Shabayam in that Sugya, Tosu says you could, it's Mutter to go from Karpef to Karmelis, he says from Chatzer or Mavoi to Karmelis, unnecessary, because everybody knows that you need a Tikkun Beruach Revius. So if you lack a Tikkun Beruach Revius, no one would confuse that to be a real Rosh HaYachid. No one thinks that's a real Rosh HaYachid with a Heter Tiltal, so we don't need to preserve that Isser Tiltal. So that's the Gon Yaakov, Ayin Shem. But the Pashtus seems to be like this, and Tosfos says it explicitly in Bates and Shabbos, and the Be'er Halacha runs with it. We run into a little bit of trouble in the Mishnah Berurah in Source 12 about another case of Rosh HaYachid with an Isser Tiltal. And that is in Source 11, you have the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Samach. Shulchan Aruch quotes the case of Mechitos Gruos, Yachid, Tarshishavach, the Bika, the Hekid Mechitos Gruos, you have to have a person in Bika, and they're weak. Mechitos Kigon, Shesi, below Erev, below Shesi, you have Lovewood, but with not two directions. An Sosayim, Mutu, Metalto, Lukula, until Sosayim, you can be Metalto. Mesosayim, the Eilich, in Metalto, Borla, Arba. So we have an Isser here, even. It's Mukaf Dira, but since the Mechitos Gruos, we have an Isser Tiltal in Yosar Mibesa Saim. It says in Mishra Brura, explains, it's a chumrin d'rabbanon. At the Shaar Tzion, there's those dalid mikol makom lo nechzer v'karmelus gomer. This we don't treat like a full fledged karmelus. She mutter lahotzi man of the karmelus acher to the ms rishayachid gomerhu. I day love it. It's really rishayachid el dehechmiru bo chazal lichatchila mishum dehavi mechitza grua. It's just the chumra of an iser tiltol because the mechitza grua. But really, that's the it's rishayachid. We don't put it into the category of a karmelus. So this is not going so well for us. But the good thing is the chazanish in source 13. And we'll come back to explain Mishabrua. But the Chazanish in source 13, you'll see there, quotes his Mishabrua, and he says, based on everything that we've said, he quotes the Mishabrua, and three lines down, high time alone machra, it's not so pasha, char gimel mechitos haver shisa yachid, meha Torah ledas tosos, umikol makom mutter lahotzi mimena lekarmelis, kemivor betosos Shabbos daftes, he quotes that same tosos, you're allowed to go from it to a karmelis, we treat it like a karmelis, so we should say the same thing here in the Mechitzos Gruos. Yes. Who's Lashon Lechatchila, sorry? I thought Lechatchila means it's Darban, you shouldn't do it, but it's not gonna. Okay. I hear. And he's saying, and what's he saying? So this is a lesser type of this or so. We didn't need to make it. Okay. Maybe it's an answer. We'll come back to another. Based on the source of the Shabru, that's Shaar Tzion, and I didn't give you what the Mar Mochel is, but based on that, Mar Mochel will come up to a stronger answer. But what I want to address, though, is if you take what we've saying until this point, that we have any time we have an Isser Tiltel, we want to have it treated like a karmelis to fit into the category of Dad Rishuyos, Nafkamina, for carrying from it to a karmelis, we l'chora run into problems by a chotzer she'ina mu'revis. Chotzer she'ina mu'revis. We saw Tosfos and Shabbos Tafav, we didn't see that perhaps on our comments, but we mentioned Tosfos and Shabbos Tafav, and Rashi addressed it with a different answer, but they, Tosfos and Shabbos Tafav, it deals with karmelis, chotzer she'ina mu'revis, as part of the Cheshbon here, needing to fit into the Dalad Rishuyos, and it doesn't fit in exactly right. So what would Tosfos and Eruvin say about a Chatzar Sheinu Mereves? Again, a Chatzar Sheinu Mereves, at least, there's an Isser to go from a Rishus HaYochid to it. So in a certain sense, it's like a Karmelis. So we should say, if Mutter to go from it, from the Chatzar Sheinu Mereves, to a Karmelis, in order to preserve that, or to fit into the category. We don't even talk about preserving right now. You need to fit into categories, according to Tosfos and Eruvin. Maybe preserve also, but certainly at the end of the day, we need to have it into the category. So, why is Chatzar Sheinu Mereves different? Now, it could be in Shulchan Aruch. It's clear if you go back just to source 7, turn back to page 1. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch that this is not true. There really is an iser to go from the from a Chatzar Sheinu Mereves to a karpif, because the Shulchan Aruch there says, he's quoting all Gag and Chatzeres Karpithios or Rishatachas, and then he says included in that is. It could be it is you can go from chutzer to chutzer and to gag and all these other things. However, may I gag lip carpe sheino yoser mesosayim. Oh, sorry, and you can go from carpe sheino yoser mesosayim. Oh, shuk of the dira, I feel who yoser mesosayim. The obvious inference being, as Mr. Brewer there points out, you can't go from it to a karpiv yotzer mebeis hasayim. As Mishra Brewer explains, karpiv yotzer mebeis hasayim is a karmelis. Chatzar Sheinu Mereves is not a karmelis, it's just Rishus HaYochid. So that is our question. Why should there be a difference between Chatzar Sheinu Mereves and a karpiv makom mukol gimel and mechitzos gruos? All cases where we find Mishonim and Achronim say that we treat that, fit it in the box as a karmelis. However, by this case of Chatzar Sheinu Mereves, we don't find such a thing. So the Tosefes Shabbos, I saw it quoted in Nekudas Mishnah Berurah with the Tosefes Shabbos. But the Tosefes Shabbos asked this question. Tosefes Shabbos asked this question. He asked this question on Simin Shin Mem Vav. He asked this question: why is Mechitzas Sheinu Mereves different? And the Tosefes Shabbos basically undoes everything I said until this point. We have Marsha and the Chazanish to support the derech that we're going. The Tosefes Shabbos just says, no, we got it all wrong. Easy way to answer the kashya. That Tosefes and Shabbos never meant that you need to fit into categories. Tosefes and Shabbos only meant it in that situation of Karpeth. Why? Because says it's a Sefer Shabbos, he learns like, leaving at the footnote, I don't understand what they're saying, but it sounds like what he's saying is that really, even Tosfos agrees to all the other Rishonim, you need to factor in whether it's Shchiach, not like the Marsha. So what does Tosfos mean fitting into categories? Tosfos means that you can't, Tosfos really holds like Tosfos and Shabbos. Remember what we said, Tosfos and Shabbos says, as long as the properties fit into to various categories, it's fine. You could say four, what?
Hybrids,
right? You can have a hybrid. So for the din of Hotzah, Minat Torah, Tosfos Yachid, for this, the tilde looks like a karma. No problem. However, says the Tosfos Shabbos, what Tosfos and Aaron is saying is that since in a karpeth, you are sometimes going to have a heter to go from karmless to karmless. You're going to, in a selah shabiyam, that wacky case, and maybe to learn that gina is also not shchiyach, which some say, gina is not so shchiyach either. So in those funny cases, you're going to have a heter to go from karmless to karmless. Memela, if you would, you can't categorize it. Oh, sorry. No, take that back a second. It's a limited case to selah shabiyam. There you have a heter. If you would only keep it there, then you can't call a karpeth a hybrid, because it's not really true that for the plot vis-a-vis going from reshus to reshus, it's like a karmeth. Because it depends. It depends on whether it's chiyah. I guess, and even if gina would be included, but it would depend. So what Tosfos Shabbos says, the pshat is over there, specifically by karpeth, we have a need to have a cross-the-board heter to go from karmless to karmless in order to at least preserve Tosfos and Shabbos' way of defining Dalad Rishuyos, where you can have hybrids. That much you can have. You don't need to make it full-fledged karmless, but you need to have it. So there's no kasha from any other cases. It's specific to karpeth, because in karpeth, that's where sometimes shrichus is at play, as the Gemara says, so sometimes you have a heter. So once you have a heter, sometimes you need to give it across the board in order to at least preserve it being a hybrid. But other cases, you wouldn't have to say that. So therefore, says it. So Tosfos Shabbos by a chutzer mukav gil mechitzos. He thinks the Shulchan Aruch was chozer from that what he wrote in the Beis Yosef. And in very nice, who's the mocker for the Mishnah Berurah by a mechitzos gruos? None other than Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shabbos holds that it's not true. There is no such broad heter that we always have to make every mocker mukav have a heter to karmelis to karmelis. And Tosfos Shabbos says, by Chutz Shem Revis, you don't have to ask. Don't be bothered by Chutz Shem Revis, because Chutz Shem Revis is, again, you don't have this depending on whether it's Kriya. So that's what the Sefer Shabbos deals with everything. Clearly, the Marsha and the Chazon Ish don't want to go that direction. And so, what's the other explanation to Chutz, what's another explanation to Chutz Shem Revis? So, Shkoyach to David, Jason David feeds up to point out this Bar Makom, to help answer this question. So what this could be based on is what the source or what the nature of the Isser by Chatzar Shenum Enu Merevis is. Again, we have a halacha that if you have, let's say, Chatzar, that's shared by multiple batim, so you cannot go from the bias to that Chatzar. What's the nature of that Isser? So if you look at source 15, I'm sorry, I left out the diuk of being chozer, but you can talk about that after. That's a diuk from source 14, but we'll leave that out for now. So if you go to source 15, the Rambam in Hilchos Eruvin, when he describes the issue of chotzer, so he describes it, I guess similar to what I was saying, chotzer sheish b'shcheinim harbe, there are many people in the chotzer. This is the very beginning of Hilchos Eruvin. This is the din of chotzer, that you need an eruv and a chotzer. He explains the background. Halacha Beis, if you turn over to page 3, he says, "Midivrei Sofrim, also the Shechinim Latalta Rishay Yachid, Sheish Bach Haluka Bidyorin." Let's say you have a shared Rishay Yachid area, so you cannot be Matalta there until you make an Eruv. And in Halacha Hey, he writes, this is the Tikkun, there's an answer in the second line, "Shenachshav also Hamakom, Shiad Kulam Shavibok, Iluhu Rishus Laramim." We treat this as a Rishus Quasi Rishus Arabiv, and therefore, Ali Day make an Eruv, you undo relating to that area as Rishus Arabiv. And that's what the Rambam learns. However, if you turn to Rashi on Dav Chav Aleph, Amud Beis, in Eruvin, Rashi on Dav Chav Aleph, describing the Takan of Shlomo HaMelech of Eruv Echatzeros, says Rashi, the Gazar, in the middle of the page, on Chaf Alam Rebbe Zirmas Shlomo beginning the line Shlomo Tikein Iruba Chateros the Gazar Shlomo the Hotzi Mirushes Hayachid Lirushes Hayachid Chavero. What was the Isser? The Isser is to go from Rishay Yachid to another Rishay Yachid. Lato Siyag Varachokal Isser Torah Shlomo Yavo Lahatir Mirushay Rabin Rishay Yachid. If you go from this Rishay Yachid to that Rishay Yachid, you're going to think you can go from this Rishay Yachid to that Rishay Rabin. What do you see from Rashi? From Rashi, the yisod of the takana was rishus trishus. Chatzar sheinu merevis, the fact that it's a public area, Rashi doesn't even mention that when he's describing the takana shalom ha-melech. That just because it happens to be another rishus, but it's not fundamentally that it has to be a public area. Whereas the Rambam's description is that fundamentally it has to be a public area. And in fact, the Be'er Halacha, the next source, source 15, quotes Achronim, who are a little misupik with the Lefila Rambam. Maybe, according to the Rambam, you can go from one Rishay Yachid to another Rishay Yachid. Go from my house, if my house is attached to your house, I can go from one to the other. Because there's no issue. The issue is only in something that's a public area. And the Tosfos Yontif proves from around Perek Mishnayos about Shitas Rav Shimon Perek in the beginning of the ninth Perek. And he says, even the Rambam, eventually it got to maybe two stages. Shlomo Melech was Nesake and Chatzar Shein Merevis, and then it got later to Rishus to Rishus. Even the Ram agrees that you the Maisa is not from Mina, but in terms of fundamentally where the starting point was, Rashi, the starting point was one Rishus to the next. And according to the Rambam, it was my house to Chatzar Shein Merevis, which came eventually to include multiple, one house to the other house. Oh, based on this, so to answer this question, if you learn like Rashi, our question doesn't get off the ground. Because according to Rashi, Chatzar Sheinu Merevis is not a new Rishus. There is no such thing as a Rishus of Chatzar Sheinu Merevis. A Chatzar Sheinu Merevis is a Rishay Yachid. It happens to be, it's just one case of going from one Rishus to the other Rishus. But it would be no different than if it was my friend's house. No one would ever ask a question, oh, I should treat my friend's house like a Carmelist in order to fit in the categories. It's part of this other gezeirah of going from, anytime you go from one Rishus to another Rishus, not because it's a different Rishus, it's a karma, it's just because it could be another Rishay Yachid, but one Rishay Yachid to another Rishay Yachid is the Kulun Yisr, and certainly, therefore, one Rishay Yachid to a Chatzar Sheinu Merevis. So the question doesn't really get off the ground. However, for the Rambam, potentially you could hear the question, maybe other Tirutzim. For the Rambam, though, you could hear the question. He might not hold it this whole Shekel Torah to begin with, so it might not be a question, but if you learn like the Rambam, you can, in theory, have a question that we should relate to this area, Chatzar Sheinu Merevis, as we should trap the tree like a Carmelist. We should apply some of the halakhas of Carmelists when relating to this area, and then you might have to deal with this question. So that's it seems to be that for Rashi, we didn't have to deal with this. The there are other issues. I'd like to leave this section of the Chabura for now. There are other questions and maybe other answers, but I'm happy to talk about that after. I wanted to make one more ha'ara in the sugya, and get to Divrei Drush. I kind of want to say Divrei Drush, my father's still here, but he has to go. But you'll listen to the recording, I'll send it to you. So, yes, Ariel.
No, you
it's for the Mishnah Brewer himself. It's hard to tell the Mishnah Brewer, he's quoting Ebe Elach, he's quoting different sheetahs. What the Mishnah Brewer himself held, I'm not sure. That the, in terms of, to answer, Chatzar Sheinu Merevis for that mahalaf, that line of thinking of the Chazon Ish and the Maharsha.
This was there for Chatzar Sheinu Merevis, but now, what does it get to the Mishnah Brura
Kavanah? Nah, the Mishnah Brura, not necessary. The Mishnah Brura is different than Lashonos, and even in the Malkamuk Gilm Chitzos, there's another place where he sounds like he's specific about it, so it's not clear what his maskana was. Okay, this is all one section of Chabur Hidgo now. So shorter ha'ara. This is now what I want to talk about is what I really want to talk about, and then I got to cut up with the whole first section because I thought it was very smart. I hope people enjoy it. But the one nekuda in the sugya is the issue of a makom that's nizra, like I mentioned. So if you have a makom mukaf, a makom yoser meis hasayim, so the halacha is, as we said, whether it's a karmelist, whether it's not a karmelist, but the bottom line is there's an isra tiltal dalet amos in such an area. And the very interesting, I put the tour, if anyone has a shot, I'd be interested to hear, but the tour in source 17 starts when he's talking about the Isra of Karpeth. He starts Hagdama, Kol Melachos Shabbos Vilchosav Anu Lemeidim Mimlachos HaMishkan. Everything is learned from Mishkan. That's like an introduction of Yom Daraisa. We know, everyone's learned from Mishkan. Hilkach, therefore, kol karpev shel hukav ledira, yonginos pardesim burgnin, she'en nasuyan el lishmar besochan, alfa pi shemina Torah, rusha yachid gomor, vazorg mishisaram besochan chayav. Chachamim, so even in all these places, rusha yachid chachamim, osir letaltel besocho yosim in dalaramos, imusosayim lamala. If it's more than misosayim, where did that sheer sosayim come from? Says the Torah based on the Gemara, aval atosayim, besosayim bechlal, mutter letaltel besocho, afil ein bo lo shomrim, lo bezira, kmo chotzer hamishkan. That's when Avram Chatzar HaMishkan Shehaya Bo Sosayim Lo Haya Bo Beis Dira El Hekav Shalkoyim, and it was Mutter. There's no Isser to Metalco there. That's the model. I'm fascinating. I just the tour, like I'm gearing up for Dereisa, and he comes to tell me this is why I didn't make Isser. This is where I got the shear for the Isser Darabana. I don't know, maybe I'm just misreading tours, but I wouldn't have expected that Akdam. But I'll call upon him. That's the Din. And as we know in the Gemaras, it's clear that if you're Makis for Dira, exactly how to define that is not so clear. The Shulchan Aruch in Shinun Chesed Beis didn't have the Man Makomas, but in Shinun Chesed Beis describes to you how you're Magid Ladira, whether you have a house there before you build a house and you open it up and then Ramakim Mechitzos, or you're Makif and you build a house. The Rambam maybe might not hold you need a house, just Kavana alone would be enough. But Altal Panim, if you're Makif Ladira, so then, and then how to define Dira is a big discussion, lots of details of this carpet sugya. But if you're Makiv Ladira, so it works. Then even Yosef makes a sign, there's a heter total. Except, unless, the Gemara says on Achav Yom Adbeiz, Nizra, if the area is Nizra, and a bit of a shock of the tire to figure out what the case of Nizra is, Nizra Rubo, Yosef makes a sign, the bottom line is, what comes out, is that if it's Nizra, Yosef, if it's a Nizra Rubo, Rove of the area is Nizra, so you follow the Rove and you treat the whole area as Nizra, and that's Mevatel, the Hukah Ladira, or even if it's Nizra Yosef Beis Asayim, that will also cause a problem to that Kedira, and the whole thing will be Nizra Total in the whole area. And the question is, two questions, we'll start with one question at a time. What exactly are the parameters of this Nizra? What does it mean to be Nizra? What is included in Nizra? The Gemara contrasts in Nizra and Nata. Right, also in the Gemara, Nata Rubo. So, what exactly is the issue here? So, Rashi and the Chaf Yimel Beis says Nizra Rubo towards bottom, like 8 lines from the bottom. Nizra Rubo Dizir Onim Bital Diroso Dizir Onim Lo Dairi Inchi. So, it's Mevato the Dira, because who lives in in Nizra Onim? Who lives in if you have your crop of wheat or whatever? No one lives there. The Havale Gina, the Asula Taltel, the Afishain in Israel, the Batale, the Rubo, okay, that's the Rubo, but the point is it's an area where it says you wouldn't live there. That's the Lashon of Rashi. The Meiri and the Chidushim, source 18 I have over here, the third line where that note 268 is, the Hazria, Me'akeves Hadrisa Legamre. The issue with Zriya is that Zriya is Me'akev the Drisa, you can't walk there. So, Vim came about us. So he says that you can't walk there, it undoes what you accomplished by being Makif Ladira. So there's a little bit of a distinction here in terms of what is that area. The mirror is clear, you can't walk there. Rashi, not so clear. It's more in terms of, generally speaking, whether it's related, you view that as a makom, the diary bayinji. And so, in that footnote, Susatir, simple Zissel, points out, Choraz and Afkamina, if you have something like flowers. So flowers, you can't walk on the flowers unless you want your mother to scream at you like me when I would trample the flowers. We're playing ball in the backyard, so you can't really walk at the place where the flowers are. But it's not steer to deer. I mean, people have flowers in their inside their apartments. They have flowers, so it's so l'chora for Rashi, it's still a mokum to diary bay inchi, but for the Miri, you can't be dores there, and therefore it would be mevatel heck of the deer. But what's this really all about? What's this based on? So, what triggered, or maybe was a support for the way I was thinking, is Rashi and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Rashi and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, over there, the Gemara is talking about the case of Nata. And the Gemara tells a story, one of the Amoraim visited another one of the Amoraim. And Tokadei Rashi there explains the Beir of Huna, about the middle of the page, and Rashi's the Beir of Huna, the Yosef Mesa Saim Hava, it was an era Yosef Mesa Saim, the Hukuk Ladira, the Nita Achrei Kenan, afterwards you planted the tree. And that's what the Gemara says. It's not a problem. Nita, like we said, if you plant trees, it's not a problem. Rashi explains that's not a steer to dira there. People live, the trees, you know, that's not, people live around the trees, they hang out around the trees. And that's how Rashi describes the case of Nita, which is not a problem. Mashma, that the issues of the sugya are when Nita, Akach, or Nizr Akarkach. If you plant after the hekef, or you plant seeds, you plant trees after the hekef, that's when the problem would be. Assuming my idea is correct, I'll come back to that in a second. But if you take this, so why should that matter? Why should it matter what order the zera comes there? If the zera, the zraim are there before or after, either way, it should be mevatel the dira of the area. So I think this is now I think this is based on what? Yeah.
Okay.
Seth pointed out to me, perm night, he was just stagging into the Dovim Yisharim. So he texted me and said, I gotta show you this perm night. So he showed it to me on perm night. So I finally got to it this morning. But he does say that eventually. We'll come there. But the Dibri Malkiel actually says Lemaisa, he does say Lemaisa that the order makes a difference. He's coming to answer a question that many Rishonim, and it sounds like this way in the Shulchan Aruch, hold that Hekef Ladira works even in a Gina. And the Gina, like the Rishonim point out, Gina is Stam Gina, Ruach Kula. And so even if you have a Gina, Yosef Meis HaSayim, if it's Hekef Ladira, it works. And that's if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, which Shulchan Aruch do I want to look at? Shin Membav, it should be. Or Shin and Ches. Let's look at Shin and Ches in source 2. Yeah. Source 2 says the Shulchan Aruch kol hekef shel hukav ledira kigon ginos upardesim uburganim shenim asuyim el lishmar besochan al shuch hacham letaltel besocha yosem midalan amasim yosem misosayim. So all these places that are including a gina, it's not hukav ledira, so there's an ister. And then in Sif Beis, where the mashmos already is here, it's Sif Aleph right there. Then he gives you some more details. V'im hukav ledira, I didn't have this on there, but v'im hukav ledira, so it sounds like even the case I just described, including Ginos, so there's a heter if it's hukav ledira. So it says the different Malkiel, what's pshat? It's makom zeruah. So how does it help to be makom ledira? So it says the different Malkiel, that's what's pshat. He doesn't quote this Rashi, but he says that's what's pshat, that it's only when you are nizra afterwards that you undo the heck of ledira, but if the zeruah is there first, it works. Because. So what? In source 2 you have the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, and I just quoted the end of that sif where he says after listing you what all places where it's going to be usher, but in Hukav Ladira it works. So it sounds like that's going on all the cases he just described. That's a diyuk, but that's so the Dibur Makil points out, it sounds like including Ginos, which are mentioned there in the Yisr, are part of the Heter as well. Source 2, the Al Kol Panim, what's the pshat here? So the Choro, what the pshat is the following. Rishus the Karpe Yosef Meis HaSayim. The Etzem, like we said, it's Rishus HaYachid. What's the pshat that they had in it? It's a tiltul. I didn't see anyone say this that explicitly, but it's Pashat, that you have this big area, you relate to this area like more like Rishus HaRavim. It's so big. The Mechitzas, okay, somewhere there, Mechitzas, but it's a very, very big area, so you kind of relate to this, as like we saw in Mishnah Berurah at the beginning, like a Karmas or Rishus HaRavim. And therefore, if we, in order to, make sure you shouldn't get confused with things. So treat it like Rosh Hashanah or Karmelis and have an Isra Toto, because that's how you relate to it. That seems to be the Pashat Pshat. And then what happens when you're Makif Ladira? What changes then? Chora, when you're Makif Ladira, so by having Kavana Ladira, and it's a place you're going to live, so I override, I'm not relating to it as like Rosh Hashanah anymore. I want to live here, I relate to it like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, big Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but the fact that I'm Makif Ladira, I'm relating to it that way. If I start putting my crops out there, you know, you put all the wheat and the vegetables and whatever, your patches of plants there, so then right there I'm not, once again, not related to it as a Malkum Dira, because I'm planting there. Who lives where you plant? That seems to be how Rashi learns the sugya. That it's a question of how you're mityaches to the area. So I'm misyach, if there's run there, I'm not misyach in the area as a malkam dira, because who lives there? If I plant trees there, okay, still a malkam dira, it's not as serious as a dira. It's all about how I'm misyach. And then one could hear at that point saying, well, I could override, there might be zrayim there before, but if I'm makad l'dira, once again, the point is, there was a chisar and it was big. Okay, there are other things there, but by being makad l'dira, I misyach is to it as a rishay yochid, I don't need to have an iser tilpul da'an amlet. However, the Me'iri, and it's clear in the Lashon of the Me'iri, does not learn that that's a pshat. If you just go back the line before that zriya, he says, quoting this idea of Nizarubo Hamikagina Vasar, Peirush, in the second line, Shazriya Mivatelas Hamachitos. The Zriya is Mivat of the Machitos, Din in the Machitos, Kolomar Shah Machitos Hain Lishtamish Tesochon, Kibirushus Hayachid. The purpose of the Machitos, or the way it works, is that you put up Makiv the deer, what does it do? It creates proper Machitos because they're Makiv an area that can be used for Shus Hayachid. The Hazriya, Makiv is a Drisu the Gamre, but you can't walk there. Imkin Mivatelas Hamachitos, Milios, Bo Din Rosh Hayachid. It can't, doesn't have dinner shayach. The mechitzos don't work. Albeit midarabanan, the mechitzos don't work because I can't use that area as shayach. It was being able to use the area. That was the objective way. It's more, much more objective definition. It sounds like the Me'iri of how they were kovei this halacha. You need mechitzos around an area that can be used as shayach. Mela, it's just a matter of surface area. So no matter how I relate, if they're prachim there, I can't use that spot as shayach. Kach tiktu. Not about things, yeah, it's a more objective categories, and then the order of things, I hear much less, making a distinction. You're saying Kol Tikkun Rabbanan, saying the Reish a little bit, that it's still, that's the structure of Shayachid. Okay, very good, very nice. Yeah. So, and this would be, if we say this, Dirman Makil again says Lamaisa addressing modern day cities, which would be a Shaila that comes up in modern day Irvin, that you have Karpev. I had been raising questions on Nurushel Irv, people I went to discuss over, I think. So, Nurushel, he told me that there are no Karpev. The only Shaila Karpev was a reservoir, and which he said that a provider was there, and if they were Mako, because it's a reservoir, you could drink from the water, as that's one of the issues. But even the wooded area, they told me the kids play in the wooded area, so it's okay. I wanted to ask everybody Willie about the Murashah Eruv, if there's a carpet there. We'll have to try to catch him a later time. But anyway, so this year, Gavaldik Akula for the Shiloh's carpet, Yosem Reis Asayim, in a Mokum Mukuf Ladira, Eruv presumably counts as Mokum, the Turus Pesach, so we put up presumably counts as Mokum Mukuf Ladira. This would be Gavaldik Hetzer. Again, the Divrei Makil says Lamaisa, as you mentioned, our Ledovi Masharim, he quotes actually a Talmud of his. That has the diuk, that says the diuk I said from Rashi and Chavdalet. He quotes the Talmud. And the Prima Gadim actually has a suffix about this. Prima Gadim is Mesupak. Maybe the order should make a difference. But he says the Prima Gadim in the end doesn't really go with that. And he has Svaras to say the opposite direction, like you were saying. And no one else really says this. And he says even the Rashi and Chavdalet, he says exactly what you guys are saying, that it's a Chiddush, that even if you do it afterwards, we're still going to say that it's a Mutter with an Atiyah. So that's an issue. So I wanted to go on more about carpet stuff, but this is one chiddush potentially with the mice and a beer a little bit in understanding the din of Nizra. For the Divrei Drush, a little earlier than I expected, but for good reason, Baruch Hashem. So I give a shout out to Jordan Ginsberg who shared with me this beautiful idea. Then I related it to my experience here in Yeshiva. The Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha Tavriya, the Rashi points out that after we finish the dinim of the tumas related to animals in Parsha Shemini, so we go to the dinim of Adam and tumas leida and other tumas saras, all the things that we have in this Tavriya Masorah. So that's what Rashi says. It's parallel to the order of Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis, we had the bria of animals first, and then we get to human beings. So through here we have animals and human beings. But the question. The Maral, the Goraya there points out, because you would have thought you should go with Adam first, because Adam's Iker, the Iker is Rishon, many reasons to think that Adam would come first. So Rashi's telling you, I know it's a good Svara, but I have a beer why we did it this way, wanted to parallel to my Sebrasis. But the question is, just put the question back a step further, why was my Sebrasis done that way? Why were we created last? The Mona Sanhedrin does have that, it's a teach of some humility, you know. If you ever get too guy with it, just remember the fly was created before you. So, okay, fine. But there's a little something deeper here. So he gave me the Sefer Mima Makim, which is the Mechaber of the Sefer Zos HaBracha. He's a lot. Bracha, so he has a Sefer and a Drush, apparently based on many things from Moshe Shapiro. So he says the following, that the Pasuk says, Zilim Ocher V'Kedem Sartani, as we know. Ocher V'Kedem, okay. Different Gemaras use that in different ways. Ocher V'Kedem Sartani, we're last and the first. So the Zohar apparently says on this Pasuk, Ocher Le'uvda Debracious V'Kedem, or V'Kedem, Le'uvda Demerkava. So Maisa Bracious, we are last, and Maisa Merkava, we're first. What's the pshat? Pshat is on a physical level, Maisa Bracious, the physical creation, human beings, a baby in terms of accomplishments really doesn't do. A baby actually can even, he doesn't really say it out this way. A baby is born, can really do very, very little. It can, you know, animals are born, they can do more than babies can do when they're born. So we're very low at the beginning. And what he says, and also human beings can sink to the lowest of the low. And sometimes we talk about, like, you know, the terrorists or whatever are animals. They're really worse than animals. And some of the acts of evil that have been perpetrated in this world are beyond description. Even animals don't do things like that. So a human being is the lowest of the low. On the other hand, Maisa Merkava, a human being has the ability to reach the highest of the high. And Merkava, whatever that means exactly, it's obviously very high levels, highest spiritual levels that a human being can accomplish. This is what the Zohar says. This is Ocher V'Kedem, that we have both these kochos of this potential in us. So we can take the guf that has lowest of low in a certain, either the beginning and also in potential, and reach the highest of the high. And so you see this in the Parshios, because the Tumah really gets worse for human beings. The Tumah Behemos is, if it dies, then, if, then you have Tumas there that are described. But the, maybe Sharet's all flat, but human beings have many Tumas while they're still alive. So there's a kind of more potent end of Tumas Mace, obviously a high level of Tumas. The Tumah of human being is much more potent, because again, that's this idea that a human being can fall even further than animals. We can accomplish even more, we can fall even further. And the real Nakuda in which we can rise above, and this he quotes from the Netziv in Shir Hashirim, the domain. It's in that quality of dibur that we really can reach the highest of the high. It's through our dibur that we're able to accomplish many things, and that's what sets us aside from the animals. And he said, it says in the Sefer, he points, he says that's really, we're going to start with Tumas Leda. He has an explanation for that, why that is. But we're heading towards the Tumah of the dibur of Taras, which comes from Lashon Hara. And so that's what's expressed in this parasha. Through this dibur, you can go from, you can make that transition from being very low, and you'd be last after you're created after the behemoth, because you're very low, but you can transition up to being the great human being that you can be through your kalach hadibur. And that's explained, that's why Maisa Bracious is in that way, to kind of show that lesson and maybe be a musar to you, and to recognize that in a certain sense we're ocher, we're the lowest of low, but we can reach the highest of the high in the uvdu de merkava. And the dibur, he doesn't say this part, but I think it's pashut, that the dibur, the ikur dibur that we have is divrei Torah, v'dibaret habam, v'ya diburcha, ela, ikur diburta, diburcha ela b'hem. The ikur dibur we have is divrei Torah, and it's through limud Torah that we can reach those high levels of for ruchnius for ourselves, and that what we can contribute to the world. And coming to my close of my years here in yeshiva, this reminds me of Yosef Franzi's moves last year a little bit, but I got here, not as early as him, but I got here a week before 9/11, so it puts back a bunch of years, 15 years ago, and almost 15 years ago, and okay, I was a freshman MTA. Now, Yosef, I think, really stagged in the base medish for all those years that he was in high school as well. I can't say that I was stagging in base medish, but I arrived here in MTA, I was a freshman, you know, high school kid, nice high school kid, and I want to thank my father for sending me to MTA, because he sent me to MTA because he wanted me to have a Rebbe. That's why he said, you see, in MTA, they have a Rebbe in MTA, a shir all morning with a Rebbe, and then you learn from that. And I learned from my Rebbein in high school, and also as MTA, you just had I developed a sense of what it meant to be a Ben Torah. I was here, even though I wasn't really learning, I came to the base medrash, I went around, I knew guys in the base medrash, but you had a sense of what it meant to be a Ben Torah, and the she'ifas to be a Ben Torah. And so, starting as, you know, I don't know what to say, Ocher L'maisa Bracious, but okay, just a freshman MTA, and I'm not saying I'm definitely not a Kedem or Merkava, but the transition certainly has been great from where I was then to where I am today. And it's through the Dibur of Limud HaTorah, through the Limud HaTorah of myself, of my Chaverim, Rebbeim, I have a tremendous, beyond description, a sense of Hakaras HaTov to the Yeshiva for, and the Rebbeim and Chaverim for that that experience over all those years. So thank you to Rav Kolder Rosenstein, to Rav Chalap, and Rav Kolder is not here, but to being able to give me the opportunity to continue that Dibur, to continue to build and climb that ladder towards higher levels of what we're supposed to accomplish as a human being. So I have tremendous Hakaras HaTov for that. In addition, everyone has these news about that. I have a tremendous Hakaras HaTov for that, but I was focused on this Nakuda, that opportunity this Yeshiva has provided for me has been tremendous. So I leave with that, hoping maybe the Chazak everyone to take advantage of Lo Dibrucha El Bahem in the remaining years here, and we should all continue to see a lot of Hatzlacha.